right now on VFN TV, they are cranking up the laws, trying to pass laws to abort children, kill children in their mother's womb to the very last moment in her womb. Now, even a governor of Virginia is talking about even after the baby's born, taking that child's life. This is crazy days, but it's good news because we're going to talk about what's about to happen in the nation. But we're going to go over each of these cases right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
It is tragic. Look what's taking place in this nation. Grown people, people that are adults, even a previous pediatric doctor is talking about aborting children. Even the governor of Virginia, who I'm talking about, came on television, on radio, saying, deliver the child, then decide basically whether the child's going to live or not. Today, right now, we're going to talk about what's taking place. And I want to encourage you that although it looks like it's getting worse, it's going to get worse before it gets better, because what's happening is, you know, people that have been working in darkness and had these mindsets to be able to end the life of children in the womb now are just pulling off all the cover, and they're going, listen, we want the child gone. Mm-hmm. We want the child, you know, their life's ended, and the father doesn't have any say-so over this thing, and it's getting bad in Vermont, it's getting bad in New York, and just, it's, what's happening is, the reality and the evilness of what came out of a decision of Roe versus Wade in 1973, and then Doe versus Bolton right after that, in those cases, they're cranking it up, and they're saying, we're going to do this. And it's time for America to rise up and say, we don't want to kill our children. Mm. We don't want to kill them. We don't want to kill them in the womb. We want to give life. We want to respect life. And you think about the Constitution, it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The first thing about America is life and living up to that. Now, John, it makes me think about very specifically in this first case about New York. Yeah. Talk to us about this.
Well, Governor Cuomo of New York, he just basically signed the law. Mm-hmm. That says that it's okay, almost up to the last minute, to abort a baby. You're talking about 9 months that this baby has been inside the mother's womb.
Right.
And I remember seeing this signing, and I just couldn't believe to see the people's smiles on their face.
Well, they were celebrating.
As if this was a good thing.
They lit the Empire State Building in pink, I believe, to celebrate what was going on.
That is horrific. It eerily reminded me of Nazi soldiers.
What's worse?
Well, think about this. Smiling outside of Auschwitz as if what they were doing was a good thing. Totally deceived.
Yeah.
Totally evil.
But when they were deciding, when Hitler was deciding in the people, their Congress at the time, I forget the name of it, when they were deciding, you know, should children be aborted in the third trimester, and at that point, what they're doing, talking about today, even Hitler's people
said no.
Said no.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And he was evil.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at this, and that, you know, and it's like gas is being poured on every sin.
Yeah.
The ones you don't repent from, it's like the weeds are being watered. And what's happening, I believe, is that you're seeing people really define what side they're on and whose side they're on.
Which is a good thing.
I mean, when you're going to make a decision, because now America, you think about Elijah, when Elijah called a nation to a point of decision, and he had a mountain. In today's media is like the mountain, mountain media, we talk about it all the time. And at the top of the mountain, you have it being declared, who's your God? Is Jezebel your God? The God that worshiped, you know, Dagon and Asherah and Moloch.
Yeah.
Now, Moloch was the God that, the false God that God hated the most, because they would sacrifice children to Moloch. They would literally take a child and put it, a live child, and put it in the belly of a bronze type bull that had a mouth shaped like a horn. And as the baby would be burned alive, it squeals and its cries would go out and blast around. And the cries of the children that are being, their lives are being ended. But what happened also on the top of that mountain was that Elijah, a prophet, came that God sent there, and God was bringing their nation to a point of decision. Who is your God? You know, is Baal your God? Is Dagon your God? Is Asherah your God? Is Jezebel your leader? Or is God your God? Jehovah God, whose son is Jesus Christ? Right? Think about this. And so they had to make a decision. And what happens, God was doing that not for them, because they were already that way already. It's for all the people that were watching the mountain. Mm. It's for you. Because when people rise up in this nation and say, we want God. And if it means we got to have a child, raise a child, and love a child, if that's what God says, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do.
Period.
Period. Or choose the other side. And what happened was, I mean, God raised up a particular man, a prophetic man, a military man, and his name was Jehu. And Jehu, eventually God went and dealt with that, the decisions that people made. And he anointed him, he sent him out there, and always, it looks like to me, and it's been prophesied other as well, that God has raised up a man like Jehu, which is, it's interesting, his middle initial is J.
J, yeah.
You know, Donald Jehu Trump is what we say. And that's when he came in, and basically Jehu just separated everybody. Okay, you're the ones who wants to kill children. You're the ones that don't want to kill children. You're the ones that don't want God. You're the ones that want God. Yeah. You're the ones that call, you know, Baal God or Dagon God or Asherah God. Okay, get over here. Mm-hmm. And then those that call God God, Jehovah God, got over here. And what happened was, once everybody was divided out and got on their right, the sides of who they really were, and that's what's happening right now, God dealt with the ones who were against him to be able to save the nation.
Yeah.
And God has plans for America. And the words that he has for America is that, you know, this is going to be rough, but God's going to deal with it. And when he deals with it afterwards, America's going to be in a greater place than it's ever been before.
What I'm taking away from that is that, you know, because a lot of people right now are looking at what's happening and they're saying, this is evil, this is horrible, and it is horrible.
Right.
But what I'm hearing you say, if I'm understanding it right, is that God's allowing this thing come to the surface. Yeah. Ultimately, this is a good thing.
Yeah,
because this is going to come to an end. It's popping its head up.
It's easier to make a decision when you understand what you need to decide upon.
Mm.
And it's one's murder.
Clear as day.
Or clear.
Well, speaking of that, we actually have what it, you know, a baby looks like at 22, at 26, at 30 weeks, because we get disconnected from the reality. What did New York just sign into law?
New York and Vermont, which is even going further than New York. And Virginia was about to go. After the baby's born, you can kill it.
Yeah.
But the people voted it down. Now they're trying to pull that governor out. But it's getting, it's escalating.
Let's go to 4830 now. Take a look.
So this is what the baby, they're saying, take this child's life.
Yes, that's right.
What do they look like?
In New York, it's now legal to abort babies at this age, born at 22 weeks.
Look at the baby. You can see the baby right there. Why would you want to kill the baby?
Wow. It's moving.
New York, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to kill a child?
How is this right? It's not.
No, it's not.
22 weeks. It's in New York. It's not legal to abort babies at this age, at 24 weeks. That's 6 months.
Look at the, oh my
look
goodness.
Look at the eyes.
Look in
the
New York,
fingers. Look at 30 weeks.
This is a child, they want to kill that child at 30 weeks. Listen, this is real. You know, just because you don't see things doesn't mean they're not real. That's how you got here.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother chose to keep you. Think about this. And we're about to go to a break because we're going to bring up some things that are pretty dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And the real reason why people statistically actually abort children in the last trimester, you're going to be very surprised why it is. It's not what they say for the life of the mother. There's some, but 93%, I believe, is not. But you're looking at this child. And you're thinking, my goodness, why would we want to take the life of this child? And it's because of focusing on ourselves. We've been telling everybody it's all about you. It's not about other people. And everybody owes you something. And think about this. And we want to go to break with this. That who would ever thought the most dangerous place for a baby in America, the most dangerous place for a baby is not in school, not being kept by a certain babysitter, not hanging out with family members, not wandering the streets of gangsters and that kind of thing.
That's right.
It's actually in the baby's mother's womb. In her womb is the most dangerous place for that child. You know, over 60 million of them have been killed since 1973 with Roe versus Wade. But we're going to talk more about that, including what's happening in Vermont. And we're going to hear those definite statistics. This is one of the top five reasons why mothers have said that they ended their life and killed their child, and also how the process goes.
In the third trimester.
In the third trimester, which means right there the baby's ready to be born and perfectly born. It's just sad, but like I said, we got good news. Hang with us the whole program because we're going to share with you how people's minds change when they know the truth. We'll see you after the break.
We'll be right back.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words. In this case, a familiar emoji smiling face with a halo.
Bible Emoji, Scripture for Millennials, was released last week through Apple iBooks, with the Bible translated using 80 emoji icons throughout the books of the New and Old Testament, and with 15% fewer words. And the use of emojis and popular contractions, the King James Version text is intact.
The translator, whose signature is the familiar smiling face with sunglasses, says, "The Bible, more than any other book, has a rich history of translation. And in this case, the Bible emoji makes sharing a Bible verse with friends fun and interesting."
For millennials, its icons are familiar territory. But as might be expected, engaging with the Bible emoji is resulting in both positive and negative reactions, not unlike the history of the Bible itself.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
I'm not the Son of God because you say I am. I'm the Son of God because God says I am. I'm not confident because of what I can do. I'm confident because of what God says He will do. I'm not forgiven because I've earned acceptance. I'm forgiven because God says He has forgiven. Help me preach. I'm not going to do it because I think I can. I'm doing it because God said I could. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
We call it Nonviolence 365. Nonviolence is a way of life for courageous people. Nonviolence seeks to win friendship and understanding. Nonviolence seeks to defeat injustice and not people. Nonviolence chooses love instead of hate. That's my father's philosophy and methodology of nonviolence.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lampson.
Welcome back. You think about this, you wonder if people can change their mind. And when you notice all the media and everything's being put out, they're trying to constantly feed a narrative into people that they can't know the truth. But think about it, if the media just started telling the truth again, people would make the right decisions.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, well, John, we have a lady right here, right? She's going to be, she's feeling one way without the information. And once she got the information, She changed her mind. As a matter of fact, let's take a look.
What are your thoughts about abortion?
Abortion, I'd rather no one. I don't really like abortion. I'd rather it didn't exist. I'm not very for abortion. But there are times when you do need abortion, and it's up to that person and their rights and what they want to do. I didn't know that you'd have to detach and crush and the process it goes through and all the risks that happens with this. So now that I do know, there's so many other options apart from abortion, and I know it sucks and like the consequences and how it happened and why you might want an abortion, but there's always another option, and you just got to suck it up because it's a life.
You mentioned before there are certain instances, there are certain circumstances where you would support it in cases of rape, for example. Do you think that you change your mind on that, or?
So I did think that rape was like an exception for an abortion, but now that you think of it, some people try so hard to conceive a baby and it doesn't, it's so hard and it doesn't happen. So you can always put your child up for adoption. There's always another option.
People change their minds when they see the truth. That's why they're working so hard not to tell people what's going on, including what's taking place in Virginia, where they try to pass a law. It is said up until the very last second, while the baby's crowning, the mother is dilating, that you can take the child. And thank God Virginia voted that down, but they're pushing it really hard. But the question is, that's the last part of birth. And if you know, that's when the baby's fully developed. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's the last, they call it the last trimester. So what do they do when they go in and to end the life of a child in the last trimester? Well, let's just take a look at what it actually looks like. What's really going on?
My name is Dr. Anthony Levitino. I'm a practicing obstetrician-gynecologist, and I've performed over 1,200 abortions. Today, I'm going to describe a third trimester induced abortion, which is performed at 25 weeks to term. At this point, the baby is almost fully developed and viable, meaning he or she could survive outside the womb if the mother were to go into labor prematurely. Because the baby is so large and developed, this procedure takes 3 or 4 days to complete. On day one, the abortionist uses a large needle to inject a drug called digoxin. Digoxin is generally used to treat heart problems, but a high enough dosage of digoxin will cause fatal cardiac arrest. The abortionist inserts the needle with the digoxin through the woman's abdomen or through her vagina and into the baby, targeting either the head, torso, or heart. The baby will feel it. Babies at this stage feel pain. When the needle pierces the baby's body and the digoxin takes effect, the life of the baby will end. The abortionist then inserts multiple sticks of seaweed called laminaria into the woman's cervix. They will slowly open up the cervix for delivery of a stillborn baby. While the woman waits for the laminaria to dilate her cervix, she carries her dead baby inside of her for 2 to 3 days. On day two, the abortionist replaces the laminaria and may perform a second ultrasound to ensure the baby is dead. If the child is still alive, he administers another lethal dose of digoxin. The woman then goes back to where she is staying while her cervix continues to dilate. If she goes into labor and is unable to make it to the clinic in time, she will give birth at home or in a hotel. In this case, she may be advised to deliver her baby into a bathroom toilet. The abortionist then comes to remove the baby and clean up. If she can make it to the clinic, she will do so during her severest contractions and deliver her dead son or daughter. If the baby does not come out whole, then the procedure becomes a D&E, a dilation and evacuation, and the abortionist uses clamps and forceps to dismember the baby piece by piece. Once the placenta and all the body parts have been removed, the abortion is complete. Late-term abortions have a high risk of hemorrhage, lacerations, and uterine perforations, as well as a risk of maternal death. Future pregnancies are also at a greater risk for loss or premature delivery due to abortion-related trauma and injury to the cervix. As I mentioned at the beginning, I'm Dr. Anthony Levitino, and in the early part of my career as an OBGYN, I performed over 1,200 abortions. One day, after completing one of those abortions, I looked at the remains of a preborn child whose life I had ended, and all I could see was someone's son or daughter. I came to realize that killing a baby at any stage of pregnancy for any reason is wrong. I want you to know today, no matter where you're at or what you've done, you can change. Make a decision today to protect the preborn. Thank you for your time.
This is tragic. The truth is coming out. This is what's been going on, and people just been just brushing over it. But I want you to hear, this is facts of what's taking place, and showing you that the arguments that people are making to be able to destroy a child like this are not true. As a matter of fact, let's join Glenn Beck as he talks about the actual facts and study.
I want to clarify things. The Glenn Beck program wants to try to make your life a little easier because you're the one on the front lines and your friends are saying, that's not true. There's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a difference. That's not what it means. And you have to know the truth. The Democrats are always chasing the health of the mother exception, right? But in reality, protecting a mother's health is rarely given as the reason for an abortion. It does happen, but it's very rare. With the New York law, the pushback is the Republicans and pro-life nuts are just overreacting. Essentially, this is exactly what the Democrats are saying. No one really wants third trimester abortions, but because we care for women so much, way much more than you do, we have to leave the door cracked open to abort the fetus just in case of the mother's health or life is ever threatened. But what the defenders of the law are being disingenuous about is that they know that 46 years of higher court decision have backed them up on this enormously broad health provision that basically encompasses anything the doctor is willing to sign off on. So they already have permission. Now here's another argument. The right is too obsessed with late-term abortions after 21 weeks. It's just a tiny percentage of overall abortions, around 1%. 91% of all abortions happen in the first trimesters before the end of the 13th week. 7% are performed at 14 to 20 weeks, and only 1% at 21 weeks or later. But that 1% still means 15,000 babies. That's a lot of babies. Now, this comes from a academic study, 2013, School of Medicine, University of California in San Francisco. So it's not exactly a conservative review. Let me quote from the study. Data suggests that most women seeking late terminations are not doing so for reasons of fetal anomaly or life endangerment. In other words, Democrats are constantly crying about late-term abortion rights should exist to help to protect the mother's health, yada, yada. But in this study, 94% of the late-term abortion seekers reported that some things slowed them down up until the very end for abortion. None of them involved personal health problems. 94%. Here were their excuses. I didn't know I was pregnant. Now, I find that hard to believe, but okay. Trouble deciding about the abortion. I couldn't decide. And now that I can feel it moving around in me and feeling it kick and I know it's a baby, now I want to abort. Disagreeing with the man involved about the abortion. Not knowing where to go for an abortion. We need more funding for Planned Parenthood, I guess. Difficult getting to the abortion facility, raising the money for abortion and related costs, difficulty in securing insurance coverage. The study found that there were five overall categories of women seeking late-term abortions. One, they feared raising the child alone. Two, they were depressed or using illicit substances. Three, they had a conflict with a male partner or domestic violence. Four, they had trouble deciding. Five, young and never been pregnant before. Those are the reasons that people kill their baby in the last term. A lot of Americans don't realize how expansive the court's protection of abortion has been. The New York law and the ones that are pending in other states is just a reaction to the fear stoked during last year's Brett Kavanaugh hearings. And the left thinks the Supreme Court is about to shift back and dial the wide-ranging abortion rights that the left has enjoyed for 46 years. Specifically, they are afraid that the Supreme Court will decide that the Constitution allows states to protect unborn children, or that it at least allows states to offer more protection than they currently do. We are at a point of choosing, and the choice is really, really clear. It's a child right before it's born. There's no way it could be more healthy for the mother mentally to have the child poisoned in the womb. Full term, have the baby die inside of her, carry that dead baby around for 3 days, and then give vaginal birth to a dead child. That cannot be more mentally healthy. It's certainly not for the soul of all of us. This is one of those things that we have to drop our partisan lines on, and we have to ask each other gently to come back and back away from the cliff. This is insanity, and it only gets worse from here.
And that's what the argument's always been for the last trimester, being able to take the life of a child. 94% of the ones that have done that, fear of having to raise a child alone, depression, using illegal drugs, conflict with the male partner. By the way, that's the father of the child. They're not even included
in this. Who has
no
say.
They had trouble deciding, I don't know, do I want to give the kid life or not have life? or they're too young to have a baby. It has nothing to do with the argument. It's 94% of the ones
the
that are ending
about the women's health.
The women's health. That's 15,000 children. Well, Dr. Avita King and led out with a movie that's perfectly timed right now. It's called Roe versus Wade, and it ends with the reality. It's time for us to make a righteous decision for life. Take a look.
Roe v. Wade, in the grand scheme of things, is not that important.
I understand the importance that people attach to the Roe v. Wade decision.
Real history of the 1973 Roe v. Wade abortion decision.
The Senate has just confirmed.
Brett Kavanaugh is officially confirmed.
That will flip the decision.
We have been in our second civil war for over 50 years now.
A bunch of disorganized men are going to rid this country of abortion restriction.
Doctors must protect life from the point of conception.
Are you sure you want to do this?
You're a liar. You did this. You led me down this path. You didn't want them.
You seen the post this morning?
I saw it.
Idiot. There's a leak.
They've got Hollywood on their side.
This is a conspiracy.
Today, my mommy killed me.
We found a girl in Texas.
We'll give her a pseudonym. Call her Jane Roe.
We found the right pregnant girl and the lawyers we could control.
When you see a kid out of law school get to argue to the highest court in Texas,
we want to rally behind the women's movement to get the TV media on board.
What he's trying to say is I am the first Negro woman to graduate Harvard Medical.
Faith in God. Respect for his law.
You should join us. I promise you'd have more freedom.
But we weren't Jewish, so we didn't say anything. And then they came after the mentally deficient. But we weren't deficient, so we did nothing. And now they're coming after the unborn. And so you're gonna do nothing?
It's God's duty to forgive.
It's ours to rule the law.
You're changing your vote because your family found out. Or was it the media?
If we don't sort this out, fur will fly today.
You were trying to control this war, old buddy. That is completely unethical.
In the matter of Roe v. Wade, I want the case re-argued.
So you want to enslave women?
I gotta go before I blow a gasket.
We got the majority.
We're gonna win.
This is beyond the authority of the Supreme Court.
We are the law of the land.
These girls should not be put through the pregnancy and should be entitled to an abortion.
The true silent minority.
Who is speaking for these children?
We will hear arguments in Roe against Wade.
The time is coming to our nation, and it's time for us to decide. Are we on the side of life, God's side, or are we on the side of darkness, on the side of death? It's becoming clear. God's bringing it to a head, taking us to the top of the mountain to decide who is our God. This is really tragic what's going on, but there's hope that's coming, but I want to hear your thoughts. Take the time to share your thoughts. I mean, think about it. Governors are saying they want to be able to pass laws that kill the child in the womb, mother's womb, up until the last moment, right before the child's going to be born, injecting poison into a mother's womb to be able to kill the child so she carries it for 3 days until it's dead and she delivers in 3 days. Another governor of Virginia, was openly saying that go ahead and deliver the baby and then decide what they're going to do, whether the baby's going to live or not. It's time for us to stand up for life. Comment below. Listen, it's time to get real. It's time to share your thoughts, let people know, and stand up and say, I care about life. And speak out against the governor. If you don't want the governor doing that, listen, you're the one that votes them in or votes them out. And just let them know, listen, we don't want leadership that's going to be against God, against life, and killing our children. And so comment below, share your thoughts, and write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. And remember, pray for America. I want to encourage you, stand up, be brave in kindness and love. Express the truth, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you right now for that viewer right now. You're listening. and your heart's touched, I just speak courage over you, that you begin to speak up, courage over you to have your child, courage of you to marry that woman, and you get together, y'all raise that child together, courage over you to stand up as a legislator and vote the right vote. Even if it's your last vote, vote righteousness, for because you'll be held accountable by those votes. And dear God, we ask you right now, Lord, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening. And I want to remind every one of you, listen, this is how easy it is. It's the first and greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your might, with all your soul, and all your mind, to love your neighbor as yourself, and lead others to do the same. So I'm always going to say this. Don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And we'll see you in the future. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.